Morning, Bob.
Morning.
Get started with Manolo here.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. What can I do for you today, Manolo?
Yeah. There have been times here at Oakland that you have had several lefties in your pen. And there have been times like 2019 when Butcher went down, but you didn't have any lefties at all. Of course, you have a good one, very good one in Jake Diekman. But do you believe that it's necessary to have a second lefty in that pen? Or you will just have if you have great righties, you will go only with righties and Diekman?
No, Adam Kolarik's going to be on our team. So we'll have two lefties for sure. And we'll see how, you know, the puck situation works out. So no, it's optimal to have two lefties in the bullpen, at least.
Yeah. What kind of activities is Mike Fiers allowed to do right now?
He's going to start playing catch today. So he feels a little bit better. You know, this is kind of the start of trying to work him back into it, see how he feels after playing catch today.
Thank you.
Matt? Hi, Bob. Do you have a sense of, like, how stretched out puck would need to be to potentially start in the rotation if needed?
Let's just say we have time to get him, you know, to where we want to go. It would be, you know, roughly three the next time out. And, you know, I would get to five, I would believe, somewhere around there. And if that's the case, we'd feel comfortable with that. I mean, nowadays you don't see starters pitching much more than six innings anyway.
And then Pinder got off to just a little bit of a slow start hitting-wise this spring, but it seems to have picked it up lately. Are you seeing just kind of normal progression from him toward the season?
Yeah, I mean, you don't expect anybody to get off to a really hot start. It's more the winter ball guys that seem to be able to get off to really good starts. So I know he likes a lot of at-bats. He's getting some. His at-bats lately have been fantastic. So nothing we didn't see last year, especially toward the end.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. What have you seen from Mark Hotze at third base? It seemed like it was very busy day yesterday. A lot of decisions that he kind of navigated through that worked out really well, establishing that he wants to be aggressive. What have you noticed about that process for Mark?
Well, you didn't leave it open for me to say he's doing a bad job. No, he's doing great. I mean, that is not an easy job. I know from experience. And the fact that typically you're going to get some games with a lot of action and some scoring in spring training kind of closes the gap and makes you feel that more comfortable. I know he's a little bit nervous going out there for his first game, but he's been terrific over third and has gotten some games, like I said, that make you feel that much more comfortable and confident because there can be a lot of action. So he's done a terrific job for a guy that's never done it before. And again, it's not an easy job to do.
Can you walk me through the Mark Canna going to second and Kai scoring on that play? Was it just reaction by Mark? Was it a play that was on? How did that play out?
I can't tell you about our double secret plays like that. We work on a lot of things in spring training and, you know, certain times we'll give, you know, guys will have green lights and then they'll be aware of the situation. Other times we'll call a play where we're trying to sneak a run in there. So it worked out. There was some nuance to it. So yeah, I mean, it's not like the first play in our playbook. You know, typically we like to, you know, in situations like that, maybe play for a bigger inning. But that's what spring training's for, is to work on stuff like that.
And with AJ, just feels fine the next day, business as usual now, just moving forward in whatever the routine is.
Yeah. I know a lot was said about the velo yesterday, but he looks like he's throwing harder. He's a lot closer to you. You know, he's getting some late swings. He had a good slider yesterday, threw all his pitches. So, you know, we'll extend him a little bit more next time and see how it goes.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Dalton Jeffries had another pretty good outing yesterday. How impressed do you just continue to be as we go through camp and he continues to turn in pretty solid performances?
Yeah, you know, it's one pitch really that, you know, the home run that I'm not really sure a 93 mile an hour ball off the bat gets out of too many places at times. So, you know, continuing to work on his break ball, his changeup's always going to be there. you know, working on his command, which he's always had, and just trying to build more and more confidence up as we go along. So I, you know, we'll try to find spots like that yesterday where, you know, he can finish games and get his pitch count up and, you know, be in a position to continue to dig for a job.
Manolo.
But what are some of the things you like of that second lefty of Kolarek, the former Dodger?
Yeah, I mean, we felt like he was a great pickup for us. You look at the numbers, and we've had some guys that had to face him before. His numbers off lefties are great. He's got a terrific ground ball rate against righties. And in this day and age with the three batter minimum, you're looking for lefties that not only can get lefties out, but you know they're probably going to have to go through some righties. So, he had a tough game the other day, which guys do in spring training. But you know, we feel like, you know, he's going to be a really, really good piece for us. You know, whether it's coming in with guys on base, you know, getting a particular lefty out in a situation and allows us to save Jake for a little bit later in the game.
Yeah, you have another former Dodger in center field today, Cody Thomas. What are some of the things you have liked out of him? It seems like he has some power.
He does. He's got a good swing. You know, he hasn't got a ton of consistent playing time, hasn't got too many starts. So I think this was be a good look at him today. He's going to play a lot of this game, if not all of it. We liked his bat coming over here. So, you know, get a little opportunity to get more consistent at bats. Sometimes it's tough for, some of the second wave guys who come in for maybe an at bat, you know, to try to kind of settle in a little bit with only getting a few innings of the game. So it's nice to be able to get him a start today.
Shayna.
Aramis Garcia had a couple of big hits yesterday. What have you liked from his bat and his progress this spring, and how difficult will it be to decide on that final backup catcher spot?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're looking at his at-bats because he can really catch. You know, we've seen the throws he's made. You see his framing skills. He's real confident and quiet behind the plate. Pitchers love throwing to him. So we're aware of that. It's just the offensive part and not getting to play, you know, last year. How quickly does he acclimate to putting together good at-bats for us? And you know what? The more he plays, the better at-bats we're seeing. And to answer your question, I don't know. It'll play out to the end, but he's making a good case for himself.
Vince.
Bob, Sean Manaea, certainly he's established in the big leagues as a member of your rotation, but have you seen just some additional growth from him this spring? And we talk about the velocity, but outside of that, mannerisms or just approach or just the way he feels like where he is at this stage of his career and what he can mean for your rotation?
What I like about Sean and what I'm hearing from him is that he continually wants to get better. You know, whether it's his pickoff throw to first, he's working on that quite a bit. He's working on a little bit different attitude on the mound. All those things that you would expect from, at this point in his career, a veteran guy that's just looking to get better. So, yeah, I mean, I've been impressed with a lot of the nuances that he's come into camp and really tried to improve. And I think he has. So, we'll just continue to try to stretch him out. We know we're going to get solid performances and, you know, see where the velo is. He's got a few more pounds on him with this year, which I think is good for him. And maybe that has something to do with the velo. I'm not sure, but just working to be a better pitcher.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Mm-hmm.